I'm Colleen, this is my fifth year doing 3CR. It's deadly to be back. Got little Follaria, not my son, but one of the sister girls, Borais, talking up, if you can hear me. I did 4.5 and then I went home for 12 months and I've come back. But
so you've seen
I went
COVID
home
well.
At the start of COVID. It's changed a lot. Like, so we can't have proper visitors from, like, we can't have contact visit with our fam, with our mob and that. So we have Zooms and that, but it's just different, you know? And when you come into DPFC, they never used to have the 14-day lockdown, and they got a 14-day lockdown, like, just at, like, outside, you know? So it's really hard doing that, especially mentally. So I'm a golden billet. So I clean and I give out the foods to the girls. Goulburn is a lockdown unit for us in here. On my side, I have 20 girls at the moment. So it's a high turnover unit. So we get new ones in every day, you know, after doing their 14-day lock-in. It's all right. I just maintain, like, so me and my other friend, billet, she's a billet as well, so we have two billets. So we have like 20 cells, 20 girls on that side, and we just, you know, give out their rations, we give out their dinner, the lunch, you know.
You're an organiser and a manager.
Yeah, like something like that, but okay. Some girls can get cheeky. But
do you think you get the skills, any skills given to you in here or the opportunity that will translate into.
So I never used to have patience until, this job helps me with a lot of patience, you know, because I've got to be like. With the girls, because sometimes I can be like, oh, I didn't order this, and oh, I don't want that for dinner. And it's like, well, I'll get the book where they've got the sheets, meal sheets, and I'll pull it out and say, well, tell me what you ordered. And, you know, that's what you ordered, so that's what you're going to get, you know. I can't be like, oh, has anyone got another dinner for this girl? Like, you know, because you get that a lot of time, but, yeah. So when I go home, I want to do that. I want to do something like that, I don't know. So I'm doing my hospitality in here as well. It's been hard over the COVID situation in here, you know, because we can't, every time, like, there's four of us girls, or even five of us, they're like, come on, you girls, you know, like, about the COVID situation, so it's a bit hard, as well as having our, you know, you probably know about our healing room, so we haven't been able to access that properly just yet, hopefully, fingers crossed, soon, but, yeah, it's hard. It's tricky because COVID. So like when there's lockdown out there, we completely get all our programs and all our everything taken off us, you know. So we're just walking around doing nothing, you know. And so there's work in here. So other than that, just nothing else, I guess. Just yeah. And it takes ages to get that, even that. Yeah. And you know what's the hardest thing about it? So my family. So a lot of my family's, you know. Have been to this world, you know, of jail. And it's the hardest thing because none of them can get accepted on my visitors list, so I can't have Zoom. So I haven't
even
seen none
Zoom.
Of my family for 5 months. I remember being young, so, you know, because I was living with my grandmother and coming from Adelaide, you know, she didn't really do much. And come over to my mum when she was rehabilitated and... NAIDOC meant something to her, so NAIDOC never means nothing to me, but, like, I love, you know, doing Beyond the Bars and doing the other things. Getting older, I can't wait till NAIDOC, you know, that NAIDOC week comes, you know, because good things happen, you know.